Mario, are you still going to make music since you have your own label, or are you now just the business part of it?
Nah, I'm making more music than I've ever made. We're actually in the middle of creating a new album right now. I haven't formally came up with the title, but we just were in the studio making some new stuff with Bone Thugs the other night. I got some new stuff with Exhibit.
Nice.
We got a lot of new stuff coming, so just stay tuned. My favorite album that I created, I have to say Evolution of a G. There was a time in my life where I was making a transition from just like making regular street music. And I was trying to do something more positive. A lot of the music that we've made in the past was real negative, reflecting on the way we grew up, reflecting on a lot of the, you know, gangbang stuff, a lot of the background. And I felt like I come to a point in my career where we can make a different statement. We can show people that we're more than that. Our culture could be bigger than that. We can make music for the mainstream. We can make music for the masses.
It was all a dream. Wanted to see my face all in magazines. Hard to think it could be reality. What's surrounding me? Dope fiends slamming needles all in the alley. To see them postcards of palm trees and beaches was a cavern to me. Reality. Homies hitting up in the alleys to be a gangster on the streets where money and low rides appeal to me. Still it be radio packed up with them hood signs. Sitting back, watching it all, wishing I could rhyme and rap about the things I seen. Approaching my teens, took my first drink and talk in the streets. Step with a crease, always kept the tech in the sheets. My first case got charged with one weapon at least. Back in the days, like back in the projects, with a quad that's gripping your demon turtle, nodding out police, ready to shoot for no reason. The season, like where I'm from, is sick and off, so blue. No matter what, like through it all, I seen that dreams come true.
So, like, asking you, did you make a movie?
Absolutely, I made quite a few now. I'm on my third movie. Actually, two independent movies and two major movies.
Are you like a director?
I've directed, I've written, and I've shot my own movies, edited the whole nine. And that was before Hollywood even came knocking. My former record label just asked me, due to all the experience and the relationships I've had over the years shooting music videos for major artists, they like my vision, they like my views, so they just offered me an independent movie deal, and I did it. I did it.
And I did that shit, making people drop their jaws of how I did that quick. No bragging, like used to be cocky, yeah, I've been that dick. But through it all the ups and downs, yeah, I've been that sick. I humbled myself, brought the whole hood with me, stood with me. Got to make some good money, spread it, wish they could love me. Jealousy breed snakes, took it off my dinner plate. Cut them out my circle, no debate, now I call it fake. Cause the ones that see me come up wanna see me stuck between the streets and success. Leave me sink like a submarine, but I'm from the gutter sea. Never can you take away the street knowledge and the corazón that I possess today. God has me blessed, I say, Psalm 91, my faith. Manifest success and positivity, still watch them hate. And unlikely role model, Mr. Criminal, that street fooling. What I see was true, dreams do come true.
Okay, and how did you hook up with Mr. Criminal?
Me and Mr. Criminal, we hooked up in the past, you know, we had met up, and I liked his vibe, and ever since then I've been just following him, because, you know, he's an awesome guy. The things that he's doing, people don't even know the things that he's doing.
Okay, so give me one thing.
He's making movies, you know, he's directing, like I told you guys. His music is, it has a positive side to it. If you really listen to his music, it's all positive, it's not
negative. Well, I've seen the video.
Yes.
I've seen the gang signs and,
yes,
and
that's, I'm glad you
telling the story.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's telling you the trueness. He's not adding to it. You know, too many people in hip hop, they add to it. They put all kind of sauce on it. He's telling you the true stuff that's going on without any uncut. You know, it's true. You know,
he's
the true
storyteller.
No, because a storyteller adds stuff. He's a truth teller.
Works. I just got back from Canada and we shot about a month, about a good month, a new movie with George Lopez, Sal Lopez, Kate Del Castillo, lots of big stars in the Latino world, and it's going to be called El Chicano, so that's going to be a huge, huge movie. It's a superhero movie, something that's never been done on our side, and it's going to be big. It's going to be really big. I'm really proud of it. Joe Carnahan's the producer, Ben Bray is the director, and that's going to be real big.
You could only do music or do movies. What would you pick? It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately, nowadays. I guess if I had a choice, I guess I'd go back to music, just because it's changed my life so much. If it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, definitely.